Right here, the Colt 45s have taken a 2-0 lead over the New York Mets. On the triple by Johnny Bateman to right field to drive in 2 runs. So we'll be going to the top half of the third inning, and it's my very great pleasure to bring in once again Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Lindsay, and hi there, everyone. One base hit in the ball game, the Colts have it. They lead 2-0. The first man up will be Larry Bernard for the Mets. Larry, a right-hand batter, batting 143. On the mound, Chris Zachary. He has struck out 2 while shutting the Mets out, and his first pitch, a fastball down at the knees, strike 1. Zachary, a right-hand pitcher with 2 wins and 2 losses. This is his 7th start. Now the right-hander comes back to the plate. Bernard hits a fly ball to left center field. A long run, and it might drop in there. Going around the left fielder, it's on through into the left center field area. Bernard rounds at second base. He's going for third. Here comes the relay, and Bernard goes in standing up. A 3-base hit for Larry Bernard for the first hit for the Mets in this ball game. Now the Mets have a runner at third with no one out, and the batter will be Eddie Kremphal. Eddie, the leadoff man for the Mets, grounded out to second base his first time up. Well, we've had 2 hits in this ball game, and both have been 3-base hits. Colt 45 scoring their 2 runs on a 3-base hit by Johnny Bateman. And Larry Bernard picking up the first hit for the Mets, a 3-base hit. Kremphal, a left-hand batter, batting 209. And the first pitch is low, ball 1, dug out of the dirt by Bateman. 1 ball, no strikes. Colt 45 is playing the infield back at first, second, and short. The third baseman, Bob Aspermonte, playing even with the bag. Now Zachary winds up, and the 1-0 pitch, again low, this time a breaking pitch. Ball 2, 2 balls and no strikes. Final game of the year. Mets playing their 162nd ball game. Looking for their 52nd victory. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Fastball line to left, the base hit. Scoring from third base is Larry Bernard. Kremphal rounds at first and holds there as Jim Wynn comes on in and picks it up, throws in to the shortstop covering at second base. So the Mets have their first run. The score now cut to 2-1. And that will bring up Duke Carmel, who struck out swinging his first time up. The RBI for Eddie Kremphal, his 14th this year. Eddie, before the ball game, saying that he had to get his average up to 210. That was his objective, and so far he has done it. 1-for-2. Now Duke Carmel, a left-hand batter. And the first pitch, a curve in there, strike 1. One strike count on Carmel, batting 236. Pitch back to Carmel, a slow curveball inside and low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jim Umbright warming up in the bullpen for the Colt 45s. Big, tall right-hander. Score 2-1, Houston leading. Mets batting with no one out, top of the third. They have 1 run in. Now time called as Carmel steps out of the batter's box. And the pitch back to the plate is fouled down the left field line into the bullpen area and out of play. Chris Zachary, number 44, on the mound for the Colt 45s. He is 19 years of age. The Colt 45s have quite a few young boys in their ball club. The other night, they started the club with the average age of 19.4 years. Now at 1-2, Carmel swings and misses, strike 3, the second time that Carmel has struck out. And that is the 3rd strikeout for right-hander Chris Zachary. 1 out now. Eddie Kremphal at first base and Ron Hunt coming up for the 2nd time. Ron was hit by a pitch ball his first time up. Ron last night had a 12-game batting streak stopped. That raised his average to 270. He has 10 home runs and 42 runs batted in. Now the pitch. Curveball inside, ball 1. Pete Rose was selected the Rookie of the Year in the National League. Ron Hunt actually out-hit him in batting percentage, also out-homered him, and drove in more runs. Both playing at second base. Now at 1-0, Zachary sets and comes to the plate. And a fastball is hit off the handle. A looping line drive to second base, picked up by the second baseman, Joe Morgan. And Eddie Cranepool is double off first. Eddie breaking away from the bag had no time to get back, and that is a double play to end the inning. Double play number 101 for the Colt 45s. For the Mets, one run on two hits. There were no errors, no one left on base. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Colt 45s 2, the New York Mets 1. You know, it's a big, wide, wonderful world we live in. There are so many ways to enjoy life. Boating, golf, tennis, swimming, picnicking, or just relaxing in the backyard. And you know what goes with all of this? I'm sure you do. Rheingold Extra Dry. It's the wonderful beer to enjoy on a wonderful day. In fact, Rheingold makes even ordinary days seem wonderful. It's the flavor that does it. The extra refreshing flavor that is Rheingold's alone. And dry tells you why. Rheingold's way of brewing is long, slow, and costly. But it pays off in taste. It gives Rheingold the happiest taste in beer today. But why not find that out for yourself? Next chance you get, open up or order up Fine Cold Rheingold. Discover why millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Moving to the bottom half of the third, the Colts on top 2-1, and Larry Benarth starts to work with the fastball in there, strike one. Larry pitching to Glenn Vaughn. Glenn struck out his first time up, now batting for the second time as the leadoff batter in the ballgame. And he hits the next pitch deep down the right field line, foul. Vaughn batting 179. Left-hand batter. Vaughn played at Durham this year, and he takes on the outside corner, called strike three. So Vaughn, who batted 289 at Durham, has struck out for the second time in this ballgame. And Larry Benarth now has five strikeouts to his credit while working 2 1/3 innings. And with one out here in the bottom half of the third, the Colts leading 2-1, the batter is Joe Morgan. Joe playing second base, a left-hand batter. And the first pitch is taken outside for ball one. Morgan popped a third his first time up. Bernard's back again. There's a swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Houston with two runs on one hit. The Mets have one run and two hits. Two-run triple by Johnny Bateman, giving Houston the lead 2-0. And then the Mets picked up their first run to cut it to 2-1 in the top of the third. Pitch back to the plate is low. Two balls, one strike. Larry Benarth back to work, and a high changeup is over the top of the head of the batter. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. Big ballpark here at Houston with the wind blowing in today. 360 down each line. Now the pitch back. A slider too low, ball four. So Larry Benarth has walked his third man in the ballgame. Two of them have scored to cost him the lead at this point, 2-1. And with one out, he'll pitch to Jim Wynn, who struck out his first time up. Jim, a right-hand batter, batting 243. And the first pitch is outside, a breaking pitch, ball one. Wynn, playing his second year in professional baseball. Last year he signed with Cincinnati, played down at Tampa. 1-0 delivery. The ball is fouled down the first base side. Caught in the air by Eddie Cranepool. He goes over and steps on the bag. And Joe Morgan, who was running on the pitch, is trapped off first base for the double play to retire the side. The double play by the Mets, 151 on the year. In the inning for the Colt 45s, no runs, no hits. There were no errors. One walk erased by the double play, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of three. The Colt 45s, 2, the New York Mets, 1. Well, we got a good look at the new stadium being constructed here right adjacent, contiguous to this ballpark. It's to be ready in 1965, and it should be a very beautiful stadium. One of the engineers working on the stadium here, the same man who worked in the stadium in New York, Shea Stadium, Captain Prager. So you can bet that both stadiums will have the benefit of Mr. Prager's engineering genius. And the Mets will be all set to open up their new ballpark, which will be the grandest baseball park in the world for the 1964 season. Mets are now taking season applications for tickets for the 64 season. All you have to do is mail to Season Applications, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York. And your application will be sent you for season tickets for the 1964 season. Mets opening up in 64 with the best baseball park in the world.